WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Rock critic Ken Tucker has been listening to some of the season's biggest pop music releases and has this roundup review.
So far, this season hasn't been a good one for big-name acts. The new collection from REM, Automatic for the People, is so wan and dispirited that I've decided not to depress you with it. Garth Brooks is a true pop culture breakthrough, a country music liberal with mass appeal, but his new album, The Chase, is bloated with the self-importance of that breakthrough. As for Prince, he's up to his old tricks, which is both good news and bad.
Ooh.
In a word or two, you, I wanna do. No, not your body, your mind, you fool. Come here, baby. Yeah.
You sexy mother.
We're all alone in a villa on the Riviera. Got some friends on the south side, in case you cared. Out of all your friends, I wanna be the closest. That's why I tell you things so you'll be the mostest. When it comes to life, to be this man's wife, you got to be well educated on the subject of fights. I mean the prevention of. In other words, it's REM, meaning of this thing called love. Are you up on this? If so, then you can get up off a hug and a kiss. Come here, baby. Yeah.
You sexy mother.
Come here, baby. Yeah.
You sexy mother.
I can't tell you the name of Prince's new album on the radio, not because it's obscene, but because the title is a visual image, a little graphic design squiggle that mingles the symbols for male and female. The theme of the album is also all about male and female mingling, but by now, Prince's sex talk has become merely smutty, not sensuous. He's the only dirty old man I know who still looks like a wood nymph. There's a great deal of sophisticated music on this collection, an ambitious suite of long compositions, each of which combines pop, funk, and jazz into its swooping, diving melodies. But its technique is everything. It's as if Prince realized that we find his Baroque eroticism silly, not sexy, and he has very little else to talk about. The result is at once his most accomplished album and his most anonymous. So anonymous that he apparently feels he has to keep telling us who he is. Any roundup of big fall releases must include the severely overhyped Madonna. Now, I admire Madonna a lot. I think she's manipulated her image and the media in a witty way for a decade now. But with her latest multimedia assault, her book Sex and her new album Erotica, Madonna has, I think, miscalculated big time. There isn't a trace of wit or playfulness in the grim, porno-baiting pictures in Sex, and neither is there any redeeming irony in the earnest, sentimental music that dominates Erotica. The album is by no means a waste of time. It features some pretty ballads and a few interesting returns to her early period of chirpy-voiced disco music. I suspect that both Sex and Erotica sprang from quite high-minded impulses, that Madonna has been profoundly shaken by the AIDS epidemic and infuriated by the anti-sex self-righteousness that the plague has inspired among conservatives. Her book and album are a counterattack. The book is intended to shock her enemies. The record wants to comfort her afflicted allies. But Madonna's heated emotions have gotten the better of her usually cool head, and I'm sorry to say that neither of these projects does its job very well.
Ken Tucker writes about popular culture for Entertainment Weekly.